From here, you may see bird species on the beach, such as the avocet, ring plover, and the oyster catcher. Look for a very small white dainty tern with a yellow beak, white forehead, and black head markings. They can easily be seen fishing just offshore along the coast here. Oyster catchers can be seen all year round. While on the beach, if you sift through the shingle along the waterline, you could find treasure in the form of amber.
If the sun is low, the sun will catch a glint of yellow light reflecting off the beach. And you'll know immediately, because when you pick it up, it's terribly, terribly light to feel, and how warm it is to the touch.
Amber is a form of petrified tree resin, similar to coal, and in the UK is only found along the east coast.
Amber is a fossilised resin. It comes from trees that grew about 40 to 50 million years ago, long before man's footprint was on this earth. These trees, mainly from the pine family, and it's mainly from an extinct pine tree called Pinus succinifera. They were massive pine trees that forested right across northern Europe. The trees were constantly producing resin. Resin was pouring down the bark of these trees constantly and collecting on the forest floor. The ice age came, and the ice and hardened and fossilised the amber, and a great glacier started pushing the amber and moving the amber. And that's why amber is found along the Suffolk coastline here.
It is cut and polished to form jewellery. Robin Fornell owns a shop in Southwold that buys and sells amber and has a small museum detailing its history.
In the museum, what I've done is, because I give talks on amber and have done for many years, I by and large know the questions that people have about amber. So I've tried to address those questions in the museum, so that as they come in, there's an information board, and then next to that is a showcase of examples. And what happens is people come into the museum, and then once they've been round, suddenly they feel a lot more confident to have a look in the shop, because now they know a bit more about amber.